You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Hey, OmniTalk fans, don't miss the Shop Talk Fall launch special. Save up to 40% on your ticket if you register by this Friday. Visit fall.shoptalk.com for more info.
Headline one comes to us from Payments Dive. Whole Foods Market has decided to remove Amazon's Just Walk Out checkout system from the only two stores where it was implemented, confirming plans to revert to traditional checkout options. The specialty grocer, owned by Amazon, will replace the technology with more self-checkout stations and traditional registers at these locations. Although the exact timing of these changes was not disclosed, this decision follows Amazon's recent announcement to remove the Just Walk Out technology from its U.S. Amazon Fresh stores as part of its ongoing revamp of that chain. According to a spokesperson, Whole Foods aims to provide a more consistent shopping experience across all its locations by removing Just Walk Out from stores in Washington, D.C. and Sherman Oaks, California. However, the Amazon One Palm Recognition payment service will continue to be available at all Whole Foods locations in the United States. Additionally, Amazon's smart carts, known as Dash Carts, will remain available at select stores. Just Walk Out was introduced to Whole Foods shoppers in February 2022 at its store in Washington, D.C., and later at the Sherman Oaks location. Despite initially positive performance metrics, including increased foot traffic compared to neighboring stores, the decision to remove the technology signals a shift in strategy for Whole Foods. While Amazon is stepping back from Just Walk Out technology in its grocery chains, frictionless checkout options continue to gain traction in various retail environments, such as convenience stores and stadium shops. For example, Grubhub and Amazon collaborated on a Just Walk Out-powered convenience store at Loyola University, Maryland in Baltimore in August. Headline 2 comes to us from Bloomberg. Target is implementing a new technology called TrueScan at its self-checkout registers across all its stores to combat theft. TrueScan utilizes cameras to detect items on scanners and alerts shoppers if they leave anything unscanned. This technology, as outlined in internal documents viewed by Bloomberg News, aims to track shoppers who repeatedly fail to scan items even after being prompted. The rollout of TrueScan is scheduled for completion this year, with the technology providing audio and visual cues to shoppers who fail to scan items. It has already been piloted in some stores in recent months. The move comes as Target, like other retailers in the United States, faces increasing incidents of theft and product shortages at self-checkout registers. While retailers initially embraced self-checkout stations to save on labor costs, they have encountered challenges, including rising incidents of theft. Target's decision to introduce TrueScan represents a concerted effort to address these challenges by employing advanced technology to enhance security. In addition to implementing TrueScan, Target announced in March its plans to impose purchase limits of 10 products at self-checkout registers and to open more traditional checkout lanes staffed by employees. This strategic shift reflects a broader trend among retailers, with Dollar General announcing plans to overhaul its fleet of self-checkout stations due to inventory loss, and Kroger investing in technologies to prevent theft in response to more organized crime at self-checkout stations. Headline 3 comes to us from Chain Store Age. JCPenney has recently opened its first new store in 8 years at Willowbrook Mall in Wayne, New Jersey. The department store occupies a two-level, 120,000-square-foot anchor space that was formerly occupied by Lord & Taylor. The new JCPenney store covers approximately 65,000 square feet of selling space and features a modern and less cluttered environment. The store design includes an open floor plan for improved sight lines, central checkouts, and dedicated areas for pickups and returns. It also incorporates movable fixtures to accommodate changing selling trends, increased use of mannequins, improved category adjacencies, and bright LED lighting. Additionally, there is a rotating shop for home and holiday items on the first floor, providing a preview of the chain's full home assortment on the second floor. JCPenney's private label brands have been given prominence in the new store, with enhanced presentations. This opening marks a significant step in JCPenney's efforts to revitalize its business, following its emergence from bankruptcy in late 2020 under new ownership. The retailer announced plans in August 2023 to invest over $1 billion by the end of 2025 to remodel stores, enhance the online experience, and improve supply chain capabilities. As part of this initiative, JCPenney has been updating its stores with improved aesthetics, technology, and associate tools. By August 2023, more than 100 stores had already undergone these updates.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by OmniTalk. Be careful out there.